Imagine returning home after your vacation, refreshed, rested, rejuvenated, closer to your family, closer to your friends, closer to God, thankful for your time away, and how about this? Even thankful for the opportunity to get back to work. Well, hello, everybody. It is great to be with you again. John Putnam here, and welcome to another edition of Change for Your Dollar, where we believe that life is too good and God is too special to let money hold you back. So thanks so much for hanging out with me for a little while today as we dig into a topic that I know is on everyone's mind, especially this time of year. You know, springtime is upon us. And you better believe that many of us are going to begin thinking about getting away for a vacation. Now, you may be going with your family, you may be going with your friends, and I know for sure that a whole lot of us work extra hard before we leave just to make sure everything is nicely buttoned up, don't we? And I know how you feel. I have been there. With that to-do list, with the countdown of, I've got to get all of this done before this date. It's almost like you're building up some sort of dam to hold back the water so you can leave and go on vacation. So finally you get there, right? And then the vacation finally begins. Or does it? See, that's my question today, and this is going to be my question and my focus over the next 4 weeks. Is your vacation really a vacation? Does it possess all of the richness, the activity, the relationships, all of the outcomes that you desire and that you know that God desires? He wants us to be rested and rejuvenated. He wants us to take some time away. Just like He wants us to work diligently, He wants us to vacation diligently and intentionally. So over the next few weeks, I want to help you embrace the topic of vacation maximization. And I'm going to be walking through, presenting some ideas, and helping you consider various practical, various spiritual, and various personal aspects of planning and enjoying your next vacation. And today, I want to get started by helping you set your vacation expectations. My friends, you know how most vacations go. You drive or you fly somewhere, and of course, there are going to be some unexpected delays. And after those, you finally arrive. And now it's time to hurry up and have fun and rest and make memories and pose for pictures and go out to eat and make sure everyone else is having a good time. And oh yeah, hopefully you're having some good times yourself as well. But sometimes it can feel like you've left one busy schedule from work or from home just to start another busy schedule in a different place, in a more beautiful place that you are paying for the privilege to be there to do it. That doesn't sound a lot like a vacation, moving from one busy schedule to another busy schedule. It may not feel much like a vacation either. I mean, you get back and you think to yourself, well, I know I was gone. I know I had some fun because I'm looking at my social media and there's pictures of me smiling so I can prove it. But why have I come back as tired as when I left? Or maybe even more tired than when I left? I mean, what's up with that? When did it become so challenging for us to plan and take time away for rest and relaxation and rejuvenation, to be able to take a few days or a week or even 2 weeks away from work and come back feeling clear-minded and confident and rested. Guys, let me tell you, this is nothing new. This has been going on for thousands of years. Jesus himself knew how difficult it was to manage all of a worker's responsibilities well. He knew firsthand, as all God and all man, he knew how physically tired, how spiritually drained, how relationally weakened a person can get. Even the disciples, they had difficulty stopping their mission to rest, and Jesus noticed this. He had to even interrupt them and remind them. In Mark 6, 30 to 32, it describes this exact situation, and it reads like this. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all they had done and taught, and he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat, and they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Jesus saw it. He knew they had worked hard. He could tell by their stories they had had impact. He could also realize that they needed a break. We all get there. So today, I want to help you begin to think about your next vacation. What does it look like to maximize your vacation, or what I'm calling vacation maximization? And today, as I shared earlier, I want to help you set your vacation expectations. This is something that does not get done often. And when it does get done, it's usually done in a very shallow manner, because there is this ever-present vacation trap of unmet expectations. So often, we have unspoken expectations. We don't share them with anyone. We may not even truly own them all ourselves or have thought through them all ourselves. And then when we go on vacation and we come home, we're disappointed when they are not met. So let's guard against that. So I want to help you think about some expectations, encourage you to pray about these expectations, and talk about the expectations. And there are so many different categories of expectations, but what I have found, not only from my personal life and planning for vacation, but through the eyes of thousands of clients, 4 primary objectives related to vacation expectation. And I would like you to think about this. When you get back from your trip, what do you want to be true about these following 4 vacation expectations? And this is a good place to interject one important point, and that is, if you will go to my website at changeforyourdollar.com, click on the free resources tab, you will see today's vacation maximization setting expectations worksheet. And you can use that as you follow along and as you consider these expectations later on today or in the future as you're planning your vacation. Vacation expectation number 1. What do you want to be true personally? All kinds of options here. Are you sleeping late and being lazy? Are you getting up early for a sunrise and going on a walk? What will your daily spiritual habits be on vacation? I can tell you that personally, I find that my spiritual habits can be disrupted on vacation. I have to be extra intentional for that quiet time that I need in the mornings or in the evenings. How will my expectations, my personal desires, affect the desires and expectations of my family or friends? When should I compromise, and when am I going to take care of myself? Just as I shared in the scripture, even Jesus slipped away to rest and spend time with his disciples, to spend time with the Father, and he did so very intentionally and thoughtfully. So consider, what are your personal expectations on your vacation? Vacation expectation number 2. What do you want to be true relationally with your family or friends? You are going to want to ask each other about your expectations for your vacation. Talk about it in advance. For example, are you moving as a big group all together, or are you splitting up and doing different things? Is that okay? Is it not okay? What are everyone's expectations? Are you together sometimes or some days and separate other times to maybe do things individually or as a couple? Maybe one group goes and does one activity, another group stays home and enjoys the place where you are. Maybe there's a family tradition that you are going to want to start, or maybe there is one you want to continue. Let me encourage you, though, to be bold and gentle and humble as you share your desires for more presence of family and friends and unity on this year's vacation. Look, there's going to be some healthy compromises here. And let me just share from my personal perspective, I've really come to experience a special joy in watching other people enjoying special moments on their vacations. And if you can do your best to voice these unspoken expectations as a group, you can minimize tensions and maximize unity and fun. If there are some questions, you can deal with them in advance so you're clearer when you arrive. Look, none of this guarantees success, but it sure does help get some things out on the table and hopefully improve your posture for an excellent and joyful vacation. Vacation expectation number 3. All right, you knew it was coming. Don't act like you didn't. What do you want to be true financially about your vacation? My friends, there's no question that when you are in unity about your financial limits, you're clear on your own personal financial plans and limits, you will not only feel better then, feel more confident then, you will also feel better when you're home. You will be content. You will be proud of yourself in a very godly way. And with planning and a little research as well, because everything doesn't always cost money. You're going to be amazed how much there is to do around vacation spots that cost absolutely nothing. And at the same time, you may want to have an expectation of one very special sort of signature moment that may be a little bit more extravagant than normal, but it's something special that may be a high point of your vacation time. Yet at the same time, so often some of the greatest memories don't cost a penny. It's that time at the end of the day that you're just sitting around talking, or maybe sitting around a fire pit, or maybe it's a car ride from one place to another that you just get into a conversation that you didn't expect. And one more financial expectation to consider is that sometimes family members or friends that are vacationing together, some may be better off financially than others. How will you handle that? So it's not awkward, so it's gracious, so that everyone can participate. Because these are just some of the considerations as you're setting your vacation financial expectations. And finally, vacation expectation number 4, what do you want to be true spiritually when you return? Because God is going to be all around you, just like He is today at your home and work. He's the same when you are on vacation. Where do you hope to see Him? How will you look for Him in nature? Are you going to include Him in daily habits like prayers at meals or Bible reading or in conversation? How will you involve your family or friends? Maybe you're going to be with people who don't know God as you do, but you have a desire to encourage them with love and to consider their faith. My friends, it is important to consider your spiritual expectations on your vacation. Now, a little housekeeping here. If you are married, I would encourage you to take your worksheets, listen to the podcast again, make some notes along the way, and then compare them with your spouse. So husband does their worksheet, wife does their worksheet. You come together and compare your worksheets and just have a conversation about it. And let me encourage you, for the first conversation, don't make any decisions. Just make your expectations known and share them. Let them just process, let them sit for a day or two or longer, and then come back and then talk more about what does reality look like. And if you have kids, you can invite them into the conversations. Are there certain activities, certain meals that they would like, right? Keep it simple, keep it age appropriate, but inviting them in really brings together the family unit. And if you're vacationing with friends, consider the same thing ahead of time. Guys, try your best to consider all of these steps. The spirit of them and the point of them is to honor God as you have the opportunity to take a break from your work. I mean, what a privilege. And imagine returning home after your vacation, refreshed, rested, rejuvenated, closer to your family, closer to your friends, closer to God, thankful for your time away. And how about this? Even thankful for the opportunity to get back to work. Guys, your time and rest with family and friends, it's important to God. And I believe it's His sincere desire for you and me to take a break after hard work, just like in the scripture I read earlier. So let's set our expectations well this year, starting with the end of our vacation in mind. And may this year be the year of your best vacation ever. And next week, I'm going to dig into some practical tips for making plans for your vacation maximization. I pray this was a blessing to you. As a reminder, please go to changeforyourdollar.com. Click on the orange free resources tab. It will take you to the library. You will be able to download this week's worksheet and walk alongside the podcast and create that as you go. Thanks again for being with me today. And if this was a blessing, please share it with someone else, a family, a friend, a coworker, someone in your family, someone you're vacationing with this year. Blessings to you and on your vacation planning. And I'll look forward to being with you next time.